USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man has been arrested on Capitol Hill for threatening lawmakers Thursday. Tim Berg reports.
The suspect who parked a suspicious vehicle in front of the Library of Congress claiming to have a bomb has been taken into custody without incident. The suspect is Floyd Roy Roseberry of Grover, North Carolina. Tom Manger is chief of the Capitol Hill Police Department, and he has some background on the suspect.
The little bit of criminal history that we were able to determine was in the state of North Carolina, and it was nothing that serious.
Authorities say there is no reason to believe the suspect was not working alone.
Texas educators said Thursday it will stop enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's ban on public school districts imposing mask mandates. The Texas Supreme Court declined to uphold the mask ban over a technicality. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The feds are planning to cut student loans for the disabled. Wendy King reports.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings and seek to eliminate the requirement of a 3-year income monitoring period. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the changes make it easier for borrowers to receive their relief by removing the requirements that they fill out an application. The department added that all discharges will occur by the end of the year and will be free from federal income taxation, but could result in state income tax consequences.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is telling vaccinated Americans to get another booster shot. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID booster shots. At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still. It's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 million Americans that have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine are not requested at this time, as not enough data is available. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.